Good morning, and welcome to the Ape Joan UK Daily Briefing for Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2026. Starting with ransomware, the past 48 hours have been a busy one, with 50 confirmed victims across 18 active groups. A substantial volume for a single reporting window. The most prolific group today is The Gentleman, claiming 20 victims across retail, hospitality, manufacturing, and agriculture sectors spread across Europe, South America, and Australia. That's a broad targeting footprint, and it includes at least one energy company, SA Chile, which marks a critical infrastructure hit. Direwolf continues to be active, posting 5 new victims, including Precision Vehicle Logistics in the US, flagged for its role in the transport sector, and eAssist Dental Solutions, a US healthcare company. That's 2 separate critical sectors in one day from a single group. Similarly, Meta Encryptor has gone after Hologic Incorporated, a US medical technology firm, alongside ST Engineering of Singapore, which operates in defense and government services. 4 healthcare or CNI adjacent victims from just 2 groups underlines the pattern we've been tracking all week. Ransomware operators are not shying away from sensitive sectors. INC Ransom has claimed Wellness Partners, a US healthcare network, and Shiny Hunters adds Medela, the Swiss medical device maker used in neonatal care, to their list with what appears to be a final warning suggesting data publication is imminent. And Chaos Group has listed Evergen Bio, a US biotech firm, as another healthcare adjacent target. That gives us 6 healthcare or critical infrastructure hits in this window alone. On the UK front, Ben Leeds Properties has appeared on the Shadow Buy T3R, Torn leak site, the only confirmed UK victim this period. Now the security news. There's a significant development in the hacktivist space worth leading with. Dark Storm Team, the group that spent yesterday hammering Estonian government and financial infrastructure, has now turned its attention toward Germany, targeting the Federal Ministry of Justice and Consumer Protection overnight. Meanwhile, BD Anonymous claimed an attack on the Estonian Defense Forces Support Command, adding a military dimension to what's been an aggressive few days for Baltic state targeting. Both campaigns are being monitored closely by regional security teams. Turning to data breach claims, a threat actor has alleged they've leaked 5 terabytes of data from the US Social Security Administration. If accurate, this would be one of the largest government data exposures in recent memory. The claim is unverified, but 5 terabytes of Social Security records warrants immediate attention from US federal agencies. Separately, 20 terabytes of Indian military movement data is allegedly being sold on underground forums. 25,000 documents and 600 videos related to BSF and NSG deployments through 2028. If genuine, this represents a serious operational security breach for Indian Defense Forces. North Shore Health Centers in the US has fallen victim to Insomnia ransomware, adding to the already heavy healthcare targeting we're seeing this week. And a threat actor is also selling alleged access to an unidentified US health sector organization with Epic Hyperdrive and Epic Care Systems in scope. Epic powers patient records for hundreds of hospitals, so access to those environments is high value. A coordinated campaign has surfaced against India's higher education sector, with a single forum thread claiming data from over a dozen universities, including Amity, Manipal, and Aligarh Muslim University. The datasets allegedly contain student contact records and personal identifiers. Smart Search Incorporated, a US background check and talent screening company, has allegedly had 18.05 million records exfiltrated. Applicant IDs, names, and employment screening data. Background check firms are attractive targets precisely because they hold deep, verified personal data on millions of people. Pakistani government employee data is being sold on forums, with the listing specifically mentioning the Pakistan Atomic Energy Commission. Any mention of nuclear sector personnel data demands heightened scrutiny, regardless of the claim's credibility. And Nafath, Saudi Arabia's national unified access platform, which underpins the country's digital identity infrastructure, has had alleged webmail access put up for sale. If the claim holds, it represents a significant single point of exposure for Saudi digital services. And now, the UK and critical infrastructure picture. There are no new NCSC advisories published in the past 48 hours. On the UK incident front, Ben Leeds Properties remains the only confirmed UK victim in the current ransomware window, posted by Shadow by T3Dollars. From a broader CNI perspective, the Dark Storm Team campaign is the story most relevant to UK defenders today. The group's willingness to escalate from Estonian government sites to the German Ministry of Justice within 24 hours demonstrates both capability and operational tempo. NHS, transport systems, and financial institutions should be treating DDoS resilience as a live concern, not a background one. With no new NCSC guidance this morning, defenders are operating on existing posture, and the current threat picture suggests that posture should be active, not passive. That's your briefing for Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2026. Stay sharp.